Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the complexities of mergers, the evolution of private equity, and some quirky financial stories. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. Mergers always sound so straightforward in theory, but this desktop metal situation seems like a real roller coaster. So, once a merger agreement is signed, the buyer's shareholders usually don't get a vote, right?
Exactly. They're kinda along for the ride, but this case highlights what can happen when those shareholders really disagree with the deal. Nano Dimension's shareholders hated the desktop metal acquisition, ousted their leadership, and tried to back out.
And they just couldn't? Even after a whole proxy fight and new leadership? Seems a bit rigid, no?
Well, the court upheld the original agreement. Deal certainty is a big deal, you know? It'd be chaos if buyers could just walk away after signing. But it does make you wonder about shareholder power in these situations. Fascinating stuff.
It really does. Speaking of power shifts, this KKR story is quite the narrative. From companies should be more levered to let's become a mini Berkshire Hathaway. What a journey.
I know, right? It's like the whole private equity landscape has evolved. They've eaten all the low-hanging fruit, so now they're, trying something new? Long-term investments, building portfolios for dividends. It's almost like they're growing up.
Almost. But this loan-to-own software strategy, I'm a bit skeptical. It sounds counterintuitive. Why buy failing software companies when you could build your own successful ones?
Yeah, I see your point. It's definitely a different approach. Maybe they're betting on the existing customer base. Or maybe it's a more financially driven play than a product-focused one. I'm not entirely sure. Interesting, though, right?
Definitely interesting. Now for a completely different flavor. GameStop buying Bitcoin. Is this genius or just GameStop being GameStop?
Ah, it's certainly a move. You've got two meme stock darlings joining forces. Will it work? Who knows? It'll be entertaining to watch. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And finally, that Ford executive spreadsheet of corporate jargon. 2,229 linguistic breaches. That's dedication. Skin in the teeth, huh? That's one for the books.
Gotta love a good malapropism. Elephant in the closet. Pure gold. It's a good reminder to, you know, choose your words carefully in those meetings. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next time for more fascinating financial discussions. Bye for now.
Goodbye.